This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The sheriff's office is investigating after someone opened fire on the home of a former sheriff. Lewis Hatcher, his wife, and a nephew were inside the Virgin Road home when the shooting occurred. No one was injured. The house was hit multiple times. Investigators are reviewing surveillance footage of the incident. Two Columbus County residents died in car crashes that took place within hours of each other on Saturday. A head-on collision on Franklin Street near Caldas in Wyville took the life of Jacqueline Strickland. Tanya Norris apparently crossed the center line and collided with Ms. Strickland. Wyville police are investigating that wreck. A single vehicle crash on Old 76 in the Birdcage community killed Roland Packer Jr. when his Jeep collided with a tree at a high rate of speed. The victim in the second wreck was just a short distance from his home. Wyville City Council tonight will consider a request to rezone a Frank Street property to allow a law office. The board will also hear an update on the Provolis building downtown, which is expected to bring more than 200 jobs to the city. The meeting starts at 6:30 and may be attended online or in person. Gambling is continuing to be popular in the state, and it's paying off big for state government. During October, the State Lottery Commission said that $612 million was spent on online gambling portals in North Carolina. Players took home $560 million. The state collected $8.7 million in tax revenue from wagers. The ongoing dry spell is increasing fire danger in most of North Carolina, and the dry pattern is expected to continue throughout the month, according to the North Carolina Forest Service. Currently, Columbus County is in the abnormally dry category. There have been no burn bans issued, but officials are urging extreme caution with any kind of outdoor burning. That unidentified flying object that crossed Columbus County on Monday has been, well, identified. The silver sphere was visible for about an hour from Chaffin to Riegelwood. Turned out to be an everyday high-altitude weather balloon. Some who spotted the balloon speculated it was another Chinese spy balloon, like one that crossed Columbus County and was shot down off of Myrtle Beach. The 17th Annual Carolina Youth Challenge is Saturday, starting at noon. There's a training contest at 12:30, followed by the Yep class at 2:30, event show at 3:30, and a one-hour hunt at 7 p.m. The grand prize is a 2024 Polaris Sportsman 450 ATV. The four top highest scoring winners in this 7 o'clock hunt will go back out for a final draw on the grand prize. For more information, call 910-640-9269 or 910-619-6108. The event is free for all youth and includes meals and snacks. You can even get a loaner dog if you don't have your own hound. Transformation Church is going to host their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night through November at 6 p.m. The shoot will be held at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks will be available. Cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Now remember to let us know when and where you are hosting a shoot so we can get it on our schedule. Saturday, there will be a Hurricane Helene benefit concert in Delco. Graham Farms and Collins Productions will host the benefit concert. There will be live music, food, and vendors. The concert starts at 1 p.m. at 24 Bertha Drive in Delco. Cash and supply donations will be accepted. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.